Welcome to Life Talks with Lauren. This podcast is all about having conversations around what's real for us and swapping shame and judgment for courage and connection. We'll cover topics like self-love, relationships, body image, mental health, and so much more. Think of it like getting together with one of your good friends and chatting about life. So grab your glass of wine, mug of tea, or your favorite drink, and let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 154 of the Life Talks with Lauren podcast. I feel like this year is just flying by. Like, do you ever feel like the days are just kind of like going by and then next thing you know, someone's like, hey, like, how was your week or how was your weekend? And you like have no idea. You're like, I don't even know what I did yesterday. I don't even know like what I've been doing, but I know I've been doing things because that's kind of where I've been lately. I'm like, what is my life? And my schedule's been all over the place, like my sleep schedule and everything. So I just like, I can't believe it's already April. It's insane. So this past weekend, I don't know. I feel like my life consists of the gym, roller derby, and like repeat. And then sometimes I have like nights out with friends. I really feel like I haven't been getting out and like living 10 minutes from the ocean. I don't know. I found myself this weekend doing a lot of comparison around, people with like families and stuff and like kids, because with me just turning 34 now in March last month, I like have this way of comparing myself to other people and like where they're at in life. And sometimes, oh, there's Orca in the background. What are you doing? She's crinkling around. I have this way of like comparing myself sometimes. If I hit not even like a milestone age, if I am like eight, I'm getting older, right? I'm in my almost mid 30s now. And I'm like, I've chosen to not have biological children. I do have, you know, a stepson, and I got to raise him for like full time for a few years. And now it's just like, I don't know. I was seeing everyone's cute little family photos for Easter and stuff. And I don't even really celebrate Easter. I think you celebrate holidays a lot more if you have kids. I'm not sure, but I was seeing everyone's pictures and just kind of feeling like down. And then this past week, it's been hard for me to get on social media and just not compare to what everyone's doing. Everyone just seems to be like living their best life and going out and doing things. And I feel like I haven't really been getting out much. I feel like I've just like been in a long kind of funk, not really depression state, I would say, because I've felt okay mentally, just more of like a hibernation phase. And it bums me out because I feel like I was kind of coming out of that last year, especially after like my ankle started to heal after the break. And like, I was like really, really getting out there. And now I'm just kind of like, I don't know, like, what am I doing? And I have to be really intentional about not comparing because I know that it's not helpful. But sometimes it's hard, you know? It's like everyone seems to be doing so great, and then I'm over here just like, what am I doing at 34? So I did, though, this past weekend, we did like a practice scrimmage with our roller derby team, which really it's the first like full quote unquote, and not even full, because we cut down, normally it's 2 30-minute halves to play a roller derby game. It's called a bout. And we did 2 20-minute halves, but it was my first one since 2022 because I broke my ankle at the start of 2023. And that was like the last kind of milestone that I needed to get through after my healing process. And I was honestly so terrified. Every kind of milestone, the first thing, getting back on skates to begin with, I was so scared. And then once I did, I was like, oh, this feels good. This feels like natural. And then as I've been adding and challenging myself more and more, I will be really scared and then I'll do it. And I'm like, it's so crazy and amazing how the body remembers. The body is such a miracle. And I think also my training in the gym, like off skates, makes a huge difference. I didn't train nearly as hard before that I do now, and that's like for preventative purposes, but also to make it more enjoyable so I'm not like dying at practices or during bouts and stuff. And it was great, honestly. Like, I stayed in the whole entire time. I didn't need anyone to... I play like blocker position. So if you're not familiar with roller derby, it might be fun to look it up on YouTube or something and just check it out. There is the jammer position, which I could never fucking do that. I hate jamming. It's not only like so challenging endurance wise, and it takes, I mean, that's a whole level of athleticism that I don't have, no matter, I mean, I guess I could try and get there, but anyway, I'm always so impressed with jammers. It's also like terrifying. Jammers take some hard hits, and so I feel a lot more natural in the blocking position. I feel like it suits me, and I play a position called the brace usually, so I am like supporting my other blockers that are literally holding on to me, and then I'm calling the shots of like where to go and like what to do. And I don't know, I just really love it. I stayed in the whole time and I still felt really good. I felt like I could have kept going even at the end. It just felt like a really good workout that I didn't want to end. So it's the first time I've actually really had fun playing, because I was always so scared and I didn't trust my skills. I didn't feel like my conditioning was as good as it could have been, because I remember that last bout at the end of 2022, like I felt like I was gonna die. I was like so exhausted. And after this one, I was like, I could go bowling, I could go do something else. And then Monday morning, like the next day, I was right back in the gym and did leg day. And then today's Tuesday, I did my usual upper body and sprints and stuff like that. And the only thing is that I have a few bruises on my arms, which is normal. And then I got a big blister on the bottom of my foot. So that's kind of bothering me. But other than that, I feel... Oh, and my upper body was so sore. I could barely like lift my arms on, on Monday morning. But we have a clinic coming up with the roller derby team this weekend that I'm really looking forward to. And I just love anytime I get to spend with my team is so revitalizing. Like, I love those humans more than anything. And so I'm looking forward to just a whole weekend of derby. It's probably going to be a little tiring, but it's going to be worth it for sure. And that's really all the life updates that I have right now. I really wanted to talk to you today about how I've been feeling, and just about feeling, I guess, kind of discomfort in my body and with myself, just like uneasy, I guess you could say. And I always talk about, like, it doesn't matter to me, or I've learned that it does matter, because I mean, that's a whole other conversation that I could get into about like external pressures of being a certain size or a weight. But for me, what I have learned to focus on is how I feel in my body and with myself. And I don't know, lately I just haven't been feeling as in tune and as comfortable in my body, and I'm not sure what's causing it. I have been, I guess, drinking a lot more than usual, and that like could be creating inflammation, weight gain, whatever. And not only that, but I just like, I haven't been wanting to play around with my clothes anymore. I haven't really, like, I've been sick of my style. And if you are friends with me on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, then you might notice that I go through phases where like sometimes I'm posting a lot of outfit pictures and then sometimes I'm not really posting much at all. And I haven't been really posting because I'm just kind of in a lull. And I know that it'll probably pass. The other thing I've been thinking of is that maybe it's like, last year I was in school, and because I have the GI Bill, I was like getting paid to go to school. And so I had this extra money to buy clothes. And so I completely revamped my wardrobe. And it was so much fun to just like get new clothes in the mail almost weekly and like try them on and put together different outfits. And I feel like at this point I've kind of like forgotten what's in my closet and how to put stuff together. And so I've just been kind of wearing the same stuff on repeat. and going to my like favorite items. So I'm like, either I need to like pare down my closet again, or I need to, I don't know, play dress up. But then I haven't really been in the mood to play dress up. Like, I haven't been liking how clothes look on my body. I haven't been really wanting to look at like how things look. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And so the other day I was noticing, like, I was thinking about it and I'm like, I haven't felt pretty in a while. And then I was like, oh my gosh. And no one has really been calling me pretty lately. And I don't know, like, I feel like when I was really working on stuff last year, I got so many compliments and people were like, wow, you look so good. You look so happy and all this stuff. And maybe it is because what I'm going through right now, I'm just like kind of deteriorating, or people can sense that I'm not quite there as I was. And so I'm like, maybe other people notice it and like people are like, oh, what's happening to her? But I'm sure that's not even the case. Maybe too, like, you know, people like get so used to how you look, or get so used to like, oh, like Lauren always looks cute. So like they just stop really telling me and stuff. And it sounds like such a trivial thing. I even like kind of had a breakdown the other day and just started crying. I was like, I don't feel pretty and no one like has told me I'm pretty. And my partner was just like, you are, you know, you are pretty and people do tell you. And I was just, I don't know if it's like me just blocking it out or forgetting to pay attention or what, but it really reminded me the importance of self-validation and understanding that like my beauty and how I look on the outside, or my lack of beauty, whatever, my appearance, my physical body is just a piece of the story, and that there's so much more to me than what I look like. But it's hard to remember that sometimes when I've like grown up, like, you know, I from a young age was teased a lot and pushed out of friend groups and, you know, told that I was fat and disgusting. And then I lost weight, and then it was like people started liking me and were nicer to me, and all the boys that rejected me came around and suddenly wanted to date me. And then you notice, like, you get older, and I think when I really noticed how differently you're treated based on, especially like size as a woman, was when I first moved here to Japan, and after the pandemic had gained weight and noticed how differently I was treated and how I was pretty much invisible. And then things kind of evened out. And like I said, last year, I think that something about my body obviously changed. I went down a pant size and I don't know, whatever. And people were all of a sudden nice to me and noticing me. And even like I've noticed, like, at my thinnest, I would get pretty, like when I went to college at UNLV, I would get like pretty girls coming up to me for like no reason and just like wanting to be my friend. But then I don't know, then I'm like, I always have this weird thing because I'm like, if I think that girls that want to be my friend are like too pretty or too perfect, it'll like scare me away, because I'm like, they're gonna realize I'm a big weirdo and like that I'm actually really like kind of, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm okay. I just like, I have always still felt just like weird things. As much as I've healed my relationship with my body and my idea of weight and size, and I definitely wouldn't choose to be or not be someone's friend based on their size or appearance. It's more about like the connection. But I think I still have it in my head that people are judging me and thinking like, oh, like she's gross. Like, I'm not gonna be friends with her. And like, I'll be fine and I'll be feeling confident and good. And then like, I'll see pictures of myself, like say even with roller derby this weekend, for example, I see pictures of me and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so much bigger than all the other girls. Or I'll see videos, like my friend took a video of me on my birthday and I just was like, it just threw me off. I was like, that I look at, sometimes I look at those pictures and videos and I think to myself, like, who do I think I am to walk around so confident and so self-assured? And I wonder if other people are thinking the same thing, which maybe there are some people that do, but more often than not, people are telling me like, I wish I had your confidence. I love how confident you are. And my best friend Candace was like so surprised at the first time that she saw me like feeling insecure. She witnessed me feeling insecure. And we were out at like a bar or something. And I told her that night I was like feeling insecure. And she was like, that surprises me because I didn't think that you ever felt that. And I feel it often. I just have learned to not really show it. And I also have that internal monologue that I've developed of like being able to, is it my monologue or dialogue? It's maybe more dialogue because I'm like having a conversation with myself about it, where I'm able to recognize something that's like not true or is not serving me. And then to be like, well, Lauren, like for example, with me being like, who am I to be so confident when I look the way that I do? And it's our perception, I think, of ourselves is so skewed because I bet that the people who love me aren't looking at me and thinking like, oh, she's disgusting. But in my head, I'm like, people perceive me as this big monster. And then I have to reframe it as like, no, I'm a sexy Amazonian woman. And like, that kind of dialogue goes back and forth in my head. And what it really comes down to is like, I remind myself that it's not about the surface level appearance that I look like. It's not about my surface level appearance. It's really about what the energy that I exude, what I bring, how I make people feel. That's the important thing. And it sounds like so cliche, or that I'm like trying to placate myself just to feel better. But it's honestly true, because when I think about the women in my life who've made the most impact and who I think of as beautiful, it's like a small percentage of that really has to do with their physical appearance. And it more so has to do with like who they are and how I feel when I'm around them and how I connect with them. Like I think of my Aunt Joanne, who passed back in, 2021. And the woman that she was to me, that like, I always looked up to her and just thought that she was such an amazing, strong woman. She raised my cousin Nicole and my cousin Kyle, who has Down syndrome. And the patience that she always had with him in raising him, as like not treating him like there was anything different, other than, you know, like obviously those accommodations that she had to make for having a son that has Down syndrome, but more than anything, like she helped him get a job at Smith's where he was like bagging groceries, and she built a house in her backyard that was like connected to her house. And then she hired someone to come in a few times a week to like help him feel more independent. Anytime he had a girlfriend, she was like, she would get together with the parents, make sure she had a relationship with the girlfriend's family, and was just like such an amazing mother, an amazing aunt. She and I would get together and like we'd go get Italian food, which she pronounced it Italian food. And then we'd go sit in her hot tub and drink wine under the stars. And I would tell her just everything because I felt so comfortable with her. Like she just gave off such a comforting energy. It's hard to even talk about because sometimes I forget how much I miss her. And, you know, I was all the way across the world when she passed, and it was so suddenly. She had a brain aneurysm and I didn't get to say goodbye. But I think of the impact that she had on my life, and it never, like, when I think of how she looked to me, like she was tall like I am. She was concerned about her weight often, because I think she's just a product of her generation, you know, closer to my mom's generation. And she was self-conscious about how she looked sometimes, but to me, she was just this like bright star, like just so fucking gorgeous. And so I try and remember and think about the women in my life who inspire me just by being who they are. And I try to remind myself that, like, that's what's most important. Even when I'll have a moment where I'm like in my head and I'll see, like I said, a picture, a video of myself, and I'm like, I don't know. The other thing I remind that I have to tell myself is that, like, when people see me, they actually like see the full version. Like, people are used to what I look like, in other words. But when I see myself on video, sometimes I'm like shocked because I'm not used to what I look like. And so it's like, it's different for me, but also you have to think of like camera lenses and the way that like it's like zoomed in or out or whatever. And that again is not to say that like I don't have the features that I see in pictures or videos, like mainly my double chin. I'm very self-conscious of like my chubby face and my double chin. And that is very genetic because I've had that like even when I was thin, like I've had like, you know, anyway, I just see things that bother me about myself or my appearance. And then I am like, you know, the people who love me aren't fixating on that. And if they are, then it's probably more of maybe an insecurity on their part. Maybe we have the similar feature that they're like, oh, now they see it in me. And it's like, I don't know. I've definitely done that where I'll see things in another person that I know is that I have or that I do or whatever. And I'll notice something about them bothers me and I'll be able to pinpoint like, oh, that's my own insecurity I'm projecting onto them. So I think like when you have moments where you feel insecure about how you look or who you are, it's really easy to go down this spiral of self-loathing and to let it ruin your day, or even to let it ruin or mess with relationships. Maybe you treat somebody else kind of shitty because you're feeling shitty about yourself. But when you think about it, doing that never makes you feel any better. If anything, it makes you feel worse. Because then you're like, oh my God, now this person really perceives me as like a monster. And then I think that's when you really would look ugly to somebody. I've seen people that I'll be like, they're physically attractive. And then just by the way that they act, I'm like, ew. Like right now I'm watching the season, or actually the show, Vanderpump Villa just came out. And like, I love Vanderpump, anything surrounding Lisa Vanderpump. And so I'll watch anything that she's on. So I was like so excited that it came on this week. And a lot of her employees though, I'm like, man, everyone is so attractive, but these are people who either, I mean, they just have a lot of issues to work on and it's really apparent on the surface. And so to me, it like doesn't matter that they're attractive. I'm like, damn, like I could never imagine. I wouldn't want to work with people like that. I wouldn't want to employ people like that. I would rather, you know, have a staff of like all different types. You know, I don't even know how to say that without sounding like such an asshole, but I would rather be surrounded by normal looking people. I don't know, average looking people, ugly people, whoever, like different types of, I would rather be surrounded by people who were very intentional about owning their shit. Not people who are perfect, but who are willing to own up to mistakes and make a commitment to grow and to be better and to work together as a team and to be respectful to one another. I just think it's such an ugly trait when people are disrespectful and childish and blame other people for whatever is going on with them. And so yeah, it goes back to the conversation of like, it really is the inside that matters. You always think that your mom tells you that to make you feel better about yourself, but the older I get, the more I realize it's true, because we age, our bodies change, our appearance changes, anything could happen at any moment and our appearance could be altered forever. But at the end of the day, like, all we can do is focus on growing, building great relationships, learning how to be the best version of ourselves for the people that we love and for ourselves. I think that's a major, one of the, I mean, the primary form of self-love really is to give yourself a chance to be the best version that you can be and to, I don't know, try at least to feel somewhat happy or fulfilled or just at least feel like you are listening to yourself and honoring your needs and desires. And so I guess I'll just wrap up by saying whenever I start to feel that it's my appearance that matters most and that's what makes me lovable, I have to go back to all the other things that make me lovable, who I am, how I show up for others, how I show up for myself, the way that I take care of myself, the way I take care of others. And then that actually gives me something tangible to hold on to, because instead of fixating on my appearance, I can just take an action like go to the gym or go to roller derby practice or journal a little bit or, I don't know, do something that is pleasurable to me, like watching a show or reading a book, and I can put my energy into something else. And that's not to say that like I don't care about my physical appearance at all. Of course I do. Like that's why I like paying attention to how I dress or doing my hair and makeup and like having different outfits. I do still care about that, but I know that it's just a small percentage of who I am and it's a small percentage of who you are. And there are so many wonderful things about you that make you worthy and lovable and magnetic. And so whenever you get wrapped up in thinking that it's just your outside that people focus on and that's what's the most important thing about you, I just want to remind you that that's not, it's just a piece of the puzzle and that you have so much more to offer the world. So before I start rambling, I'm gonna cut this one off, but I just want to thank you for listening to me, hearing me out on this one. This one was a little bit more, I guess, rambly or like, I don't know. I don't really have my thoughts together so much on this one, but it's something that I am going to continue thinking about and pondering because I think it's so important, especially as women. We think about our appearance probably more than we like to admit. So anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you to those who reach out and give me support and encouragement for this podcast. And I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd love for you to share it with a friend or leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. Have an idea you want to pitch or just feel like chatting with me about the episode? Come find me on Instagram @Lauren M. Kendrick. Can't wait to hear from you.